Army to choose new helicopter pilot training platform. The U.S. Army is on the cusp of selecting its next-generation helicopter pilot training platform, with just two finalists remaining in the competition. Lockheed Martin was eliminated from the running, leaving Bell Aircraft Corporation and M1 Support Services to vie for the contract. The final phase of helicopter training bids will be a closely watched event, as the Army aims to outsource initial flight training to improve the quality of the overall program and generate financial savings that can be reinvested in other areas. The Army's next-generation training platform is designed to replace the current Airbus UH-72 A Lakota helicopters, which are nearing the end of their service lives. The new platform will also revamp the training curriculum, with a focus on more proficiency-based learning and the integration of artificial intelligence-powered virtual training environments. Both Bell and M1 are proposing modern trainer platforms that will meet the Army's needs for the next generation of pilots. Bell is offering the 505 Jet Ranger X, while M1 has proposed an upgraded version of the Robinson R66 NXG airframe. The competition is intense, with both finalists vying for a contract that could be worth millions. The program that Bell and M1 are competing for is designed to train between 900 and 1,500 pilots annually at Fort Rucker, Alabama. The Army aims to transition the training to a more efficient model, starting with 25% of students in the first year and reaching 100% by the fourth year. The Army's decision will have significant implications for the aviation industry, as it sets a precedent for outsourcing training programs. The competition also highlights the importance of innovation in flight training, as both finalists are integrating advanced technologies to accelerate learning. Bell's strategic director, John Novalis II, has expressed excitement about the opportunity to partner with the Army for flight school next. Bell is confident that its innovative solution can transform Army flight training at Fort Rucker and improve the quality of the overall program. M1 Support Services has a strong consortium backing its bid, including Robinson Helicopter Company, General Dynamics Information Technology, Quantum Helicopters, and the University of North Dakota Aerospace Foundation. The M1 bid is supported by advanced analytics that can accelerate high-performing students through the pipeline. The new training program aims to eliminate training that relies on memorization and replace it with more proficiency-based learning. Both finalists are integrating virtual training environments and high-fidelity flight simulators to accelerate learning and improve student outcomes. The Army's decision is expected by September, despite some increased budget scrutiny from lawmakers. The competition will be closely watched, as the Army aims to outsource initial flight training to improve efficiency and generate financial savings that can be reinvested in other areas.